This is Barbara Linder. I am here to share an update on Spring Initiative in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and to pray for their work. Spring is a wraparound after-school program with roots in New Covenant. The founders and many of the current staff are former New Covenant children and youth. I currently serve as the New Covenant Fellowship representative on their board of directors. Their 2025 budget, which that board approved, included two 21st century grants totaling $400,000 awarded by the Mississippi Department of Education in October. These funds were awarded to support the establishment of two new cohorts of children, grades 1 through 4. 25 additional families have children participating in the new programs, which just started in the last 3 months. This is exciting. They now have a continuum of care and support for 105 daily spring students from grades 1 to 12, as well as additional college and career young adults. However, that promised $400,000 that should have started flowing no later than February has not materialized. Therefore, each board member has been asked to raise $10,000 to help close the gap in their budget. With Renee's encouragement, I am asking you for your help in this endeavor. This Mother's Day, we are collecting a special offering for Spring Initiative at our in-person service. If you would like to make a contribution, your offerings can be mailed directly to Spring Initiative in Clarksdale, or you can donate online. You will find a donation link in the podcast outline. Will you please pray with me? Loving Creator, Mother and Father to us all, we come to you this morning with hearts that are full of wonder and gratitude for the way you birthed Spring Initiative out of the red clay of the Mississippi Delta, and for the miracles that have sustained that work for the past 11 years. Thank you for each young person that you have loved, cherished, encouraged, and wept over through the Spring staff. Thank you for the opportunity to share in their work by giving generously. Please multiply what we give, that their needs might be met beyond what we can ask, think, or even imagine. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.